Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We've some interesting conversation this week, and this is a topic that maybe we should have covered a while ago, right? People have done a very good job. We talked to lots of people. They've done what they're supposed to do over the years. They've invested in RSPs. Now we get to this period we call retirement, or you hit, you know, 70, 71, 72, and you've got to start taking money out. And guess what? Here comes the tax bill. Did I make the right decision by investing in RSPs through my whole life?
Yeah, and that's a very good question that most people that are drawing from their RSPs and they get that tax bill are saying, damn, I shouldn't have done this.
Right.
I should have kept my money outside.
Right.
Now, let's go really quickly over the math. There's a good large percentage of Canadians that have a lower income tax rate in retirement than when they were working. So you put your money in RSPs, you get a deduction, you get your tax refund for most people, and you got that refund at a higher tax rate.
Right.
And then when you pay tax on that income on your RSPs, you're paying at a lower rate. So it does work for majority of Canadians.
But hang on, slow down. So when you're working, let's say you're paying at a 30% tax rate.
Yep.
Okay. You invest the money, you get a 30% tax credit, okay, a reduction in your taxable income, you get 30 cents back on the dollar, and then at some point in the future, I have to take it out, and I'm taxed at, say, 20%. The difference, that 10%, is an advantage to you, and that's what you're talking about for the vast majority.
Plus the tax-free or tax-deferred growth
we'll get to that.
Over time. So so that's the general. Now, there is a percentage of Canadians who end up paying the same or more tax as they go through retirement.
Right.
And then there is the ultimate tax at the end, where there are a large percentage of Canadians who end up paying 48% or higher in taxes upon their death.
How can that happen?
When you pass away, your RSPs or RIF, depending on what you have, retirement income fund, is deemed disposed of at that time. And if you don't have a surviving spouse, that money is considered income in the year of death.
Right.
Welcome to the highest tax bracket in your home province.
Right.
In Alberta, it's 48%. Depending on where you live, it could be higher. Now comes the problem.
Right.
And what I hear from the tax professionals that we've talked to for on behalf of our clients or with our clients, they are just recommending just start drawing down. Just pay it. Just pay the tax. Maybe higher or whatever, just pay it. And it bothers me when I just hear that line from many professionals. Because it's true, you have to pay it, but there are ways that you can minimize or reduce your taxes. We've called that terminology 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And we look for ways to deduct, divide, defer.
Yep.
Now, we say it quite quickly as if it's just a regular process, but it's a lot of work to figure out how to drop someone's tax rate or take money out of your RSPs tax-free. Hey, there's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's an idea. Or how do you actually have that lower tax rate in your retirement when you're paying higher income tax while you're working? All these different ways need to have analysis. There is no software that tells you the different ways to handle this. And I'm saying from our tax professional we talked to, there is no software out there. There's no financial planning software that will give you the different scenarios of how to reduce taxes. They just don't have it. There's no robo-advisor that does that.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So guess what you need?
You need proper advice and a team.
And a team to sit down and work through the strategy.
Right.
And this really irks a lot of Canadians. I cannot believe I'm paying more tax when I'm taking my money out. I cannot believe I'm paying the same amount of tax that I was when I was working. I could have left this in my non-registered. I could have used TFSAs instead. And they're right.
Well, and then it gets compounded, Faisal, if there's an OAS clawback. If that income creates an OAS clawback.
God forbid that you actually have some income now because you're forced to take the money out, and then the old age security clawback comes into play. That's an additional 15%. I call it a tax. The government calls it a clawback.
Right.
There we go.
Right.
So it's frustrating that wherever you go, the government has their hands in your pocket.
Right.
So how do you remove that hand as much as possible, pay as little to Ottawa as you can, requires an ongoing strategy. So if you are frustrated by the amount of taxes you're paying, get the advice.
Right.
Get the right team to work with to sit down and go through your strategies, go through your portfolio, go through all the options, and see what's right for you and your family.
Right.
Because there's so many different ways to achieve the goals you're trying to achieve.
Right. And it is about education, isn't it? And I mean, I think that's what this whole show is built around. It's about educating people about their options. Just understand what the good, the bad, and the ugly about the things, the opportunities that you have in front of you, right? What can you do? And to your point, the reason that you can't standardize this, and we've had shows about the rules of thumb, mm-hmm. right? There is no rule of thumb. It depends on all of the things you've acquired throughout your life, the composition of your assets,
yep.
right? All of these things play a role in determining your unique solution.
Now, when you're looking for a solution, you also want to look for a solution on how to bulletproof your retirement. Yep. All these different issues come up, tax, conflict, war, volatility in the market, and I still want to have my lifestyle, Dave. How do I do it? How do I have that proper strategy or solution to that problem? We're going to discuss that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 29th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And Faisal, just to, for a second, build on what you just said. The reason we call this show More Than Money is because it's not just about the investments. It's not just about the economics. It's not just about the tax. And I don't mean to diminish the importance of every one of those elements as part of the overall plan, but it is about the lifestyle, the health, the bucket, as we call it, what you're going to experience as you age, transitioning that money to the next generation. All of those things are important, and we'll discuss those elements. So thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on CHQR 770. On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.